The phony fire alarm. The fire alarm was just a drill. Or was it?
The fire alarm went off at exactly 10:23 a.m. Everyone evacuated. Teachers shouting instructions, students grabbing jackets, and someone dropping a half-eaten banana on the stairs. Ivy scanned the hall as they exited. It felt real. But something didn't sit right. After 20 minutes outside, the all-clear was given. Back in the classroom, whispers flew. It wasn't a drill, but there was no smoke, no fire trucks, no announcement. By lunch, the real mystery hit. The drawer of confiscated phones in the front office was empty, completely.
I'm telling you,
Dean said, popping open his soda.
This wasn't a joke. It was a cover job.
Someone used the chaos to steal the phones.
Ivy agreed.
But how did they trigger the alarm without pulling it?
The system's wired to the main server. You could maybe trigger it with remote access, but that would take serious skill.
Ivy raised an eyebrow.
Anyone you know have this kind of competence?
Well,
Dean said finally.
Last week I was in the computer lab during study hall. Someone was testing SQL injections on the control panel of the school's website.
Ivy blinked.
Is that some kind of medical term?
Dean grinned.
No, SQL is a database language, and
he paused, seeing the look on her face.
Let's just say it's a spicy way to log in without properly logging in.
Who was doing it?
Ivy inquired. Dean hesitated.
It's Caleb Vu.